Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Several years ago, tax law was passed that created opportunity zones across the U.S. in an effort to attract investment into economically depressed areas. Opportunity zone funds were created to bring the tax benefits and profit potential to the average investor. Are they still attracting those investors? Roy Jantz is a certified financial planner with Mariner Wealth Advisors. He joins us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina, to help us with this topic. Roy, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you having me on.
So tell us, first of all, what exactly is an opportunity zone investment?
This actually started in 2017. It's a federal program. It was created and called the Federal Tax Cuts and Job Acts of 2017 that created qualified opportunity zones. And essentially what they are areas throughout the U.S. that from the 2010 census were designated as areas for inclusion in the program to basically help spur economic growth. So they were designated throughout. There's about 8,700 in the U.S. and 135 currently in South Carolina. And essentially what happens is each state governor gets to select the different ones, about roughly 25% of the ones that would be available. And then that will be updated when they do the next census.
All right. So walk us through exactly how this works then when an investor puts money into one of these funds.
There's two parts of this. There's the actual opportunity zone that, you know, if you wanted to, you could go do some type of development in that area on your own. There's a lot of examples of that throughout South Carolina already. There's a huge 1,000-acre agriculture technology campus in Hampton County. There's another kind of multi-million, multi-family housing development in Somerville. There's smaller ones too. So like there's up here in Greenville, opportunity zone area, and essentially there was an old warehouse there that they're renovating to become a company's headquarters that's going to be about less than $1 million. But obviously these are kind of individuals going out developing these on their own. So for an average investor, what's being created is what's called qualified opportunity funds. It is essentially an investment vehicle that has to invest at least 90% of their assets in qualified businesses or property that are located within these qualified opportunity zones. So you can think of it, instead of buying one or two stocks, you're buying an ETF or an index with 40 or 50 stocks. You're not just investing one project, but multiple ones, which obviously as an investor kind of helps provide diversification and lowers the risk. So to go into one of these funds, there's really two parts of it. One is obviously you need to be eligible to be able to do that, which is very broad. You can be eligible from a individual taxpayer, corporations can do this, partnership. But then what you look at is what do you actually want to invest in here? The big advantage with this is you can take any type of gain, whether it's from a real estate sale, a business sale, a large stock appreciation that you sold, going to incur large capital gains. So you can take really almost any type of gain, but the only thing you have to put in there is the actual gains. So quick example, you had a piece of property, let's say it was worth $1 million, it appreciated to $2 million. You sell it, you can take the $1 million gains and you can put it into a qualified opportunity fund. Once that money essentially is in the fund, any type of capital gains that you have or any type of tax obligation on that is going to be deferred until December 31st of 2026. What's expected is Congress is going to make this into a rolling four-year period, but that will be determined. The next step, though, is after deferring the gains, the money will then go into construction, into some type of development in this qualified opportunity zone or multiple ones with a fund. And if you hold on to it for a 10-year period, any of the gains that property or that investment has made, you basically get a step up in basis. So you basically get the whole return tax free.
Well, Roy, as always, great information. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Mike. Again, appreciate you having me on.
Roy Jantz is a certified financial planner with Mariner Wealth Advisors in Greenville. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.com. www.thesouthcarolinabusiness.org. And you can hear it again wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.